Hello everyone and welcome to Hashtag Trending Zoom. My name is Judith Gwande and thank you very much for subscribing to this podcast. Just to give you a brief background on what Hashtag Trending Zoom is, it is a podcast which gives just a review of what would have happened on social media in that particular week, and episodes will be up every Saturday at 6 from 6 p.m. and we'll be just talking about what happened on social media, what trended and how was it handled. That is what we will be talking about on Hashtag Trending Zim. So let's just quickly dive into it. The first one, which is a big one, is the Clubhouse. Clubhouse is taking Zimbabwe by storm and people are joining in and they are downloading, they are activating their Clubhouses, and it has taken people and to a certain stage of social interaction. So others were asking what is Clubhouse and what does it really do. So Clubhouse is an audio based social media platform where people just interact through audio. So there's no typing, there's no uploading of pictures and stuff, but people just create rooms and they discuss in those rooms using audio. That's Clubhouse. So it is a social media platform which has taken Zimbabwe by storm and people are excited about it. The unfortunate part of it is that it's only available to a certain percentage of users, where people are using only iPhone. So it is only available to those people who have iOS devices only. Those with Android devices is not yet compatible. So hopefully pretty soon the Android users will be involved as well, and they'll be able to join in the bandwagon on Clubhouse. So there are various issues which trended on Clubhouse. I just decided to pick one which I thought it made waves on Clubhouse. I picked the one of a minister who is known by the name Minister Walter. So Minister Walter is being accused of sending nudes and sexually harassing girls on social media by sending them nudes. And it seems that he was also sending the same content to minors. And people were not happy with him, and they found him in contributing into a certain room, and people were requesting that this person be removed from the room or be taken down from the stage to speak because he is a criminal. So this did not go well with the owner of the room because she didn't understand or know the basis of where these people were coming from, who just came into her room and started saying that, can you please remove this person from the room because he is a criminal, he has issues with sexually harassing girls on social media. So this did not go well with the room owner, and a hashtag was created on Twitter with the room's owner's name saying that she is actually an enabler of sexual abuse. So yeah, it did not go well with her, and words were exchanged, vulgar words were exchanged, and the conversation went on and on. Maybe it went on up to 7 or 8 hours, people insulting each other and people also exchanging words on Clubhouse, and it now spilled onto Twitter and Facebook and it went viral. So yeah, this is what happened on Clubhouse, and it ended whereby there was a person who was now collecting evidence so that they can report this minister to the relevant authorities, because this person is in the diaspora. I hear that he's in the UK, so evidence is being gathered so that they can actually present it to the police so that he can be arrested. So this is when it ended, and hopefully legal action will be taken towards this person if the allegations are true. Yeah, so this is what happened on Clubhouse this week, and this is the main issue which happened there. Moving on to the next thing which went viral on social media, the next issue is an alleged ghost which was seen in Masasa. Okay guys, a whole chipoko was seen in Masasa, and I don't know, but from what I saw, it was through a CCTV footage, from some CCTV footage, and what I saw, it pigged. According kune zvataiudzwa tichikura kunzi chipoko chinofuta moto, chipoko chinenge chichifamba chichidai, so or guys, the footage was so scary. I was like, wow, this person, and this person was walking in a certain way, sort of like they've got roller skates under their feet. They were like, I would like to call it, they were cruising nicely. The person was cruising nicely, and the person was walking, and the person had long hair, the person was light, and I was like, okay, what's really, really happening here? Yeah. So people just concluded that this thing is a ghost, because it was spotted in the middle of the night, and the Chefamba Munjanje, like in a railway line, that's where it was walking, and Chai Futa Moto, and it was splitting fire. The things we were told, that ghosts are like this in an African setup. It was fitting in perfectly in those characteristics. So people just concluded that, this is a ghost. So it also trended on social media. Then we have, we move on, we travel far to Bulawayo. Moving to Bulawayo, we see that we have got issues to do with armed robberies. And what made it viral? It was the headline, Chronicle. Your headline was... It's a sad scenario, to be honest, but the headline is catchy, and it's on a funny part of it, and it's like a bit astonishing that, okay, people do this, who does that? So the headline reads, armed robbers tie up staff, comma, sell fuel for 3 hours. Like, people do the most out there. So this was the headline, and it actually went viral online, and there were two incidences. Armed robbers raided two service stations. The other one is a truck garage in Gwabalanda, and they robbed $15,000 in 800 rands. Then the second scenario is whereby the fuel attendants were tied with the shoelaces before the armed robbers started serving motorists themselves and collecting cash and putting the money in their pockets. Yes. That's the other scenario. So this one also trended on social media again this week, and people were shocked that armed robbers can actually go to that extent of robbing fuel stations in such a manner. Then we have an update on the 13-year-old boy who was allegedly raped by a 26-year-old sex worker, and a ruling was done, and the sex worker was given bail. So the sex worker was given 10,000 bail because Justice Tawanda Chitapi ruled that the evidence showed the two parties consented to what has been described as an all-night sexual rendezvous at the minor's residence in Horton Park. So it means that these two parties were actually in consent. So the charge was then put down, and the person was given 10,000 bail, but a new charge was also given, and the new charge is now indecent assault. That is the new charge, which was now given to the 26-year-old sex worker. And the last one, as we have got a new song which dropped today, and it's from Boundless, Soulja Love's ex-wife, and it's a tribute to Soulja Love, and the song is called Ngwendeza, a tribute to Soulja Love. It dropped today, and it already has 36,000 views in 6 hours, and which is actually very good. So people have got different feelings over this, and they are saying that she is an ex-wife, she wouldn't have done that because she's now married to someone else, and she has a baby with another baby daddy, and she's not supposed to sing a tribute song to his ex-husband. But others are saying that no, it's okay, let her grieve. And people, according to the reactions which I'm seeing on the YouTube channel right now where the song was posted, the reviews are actually positive, and I'm going to read maybe two or three of them. I've got the first one reads, lots of respect to Oskid, Empress Bountilisa and Passion Java Records for honoring our Chibaba who conquered diabetes, sin politics and poverty through his music. What a befitting tribute, and this video must have more than 10 million views, and it must come out as the best Zimbabwean video of 2021. Then I have the other one, which reads, "Everyone was affected by Soldier Love's death, but you can tell Bantilisa wasn't the same after his death. You can tell she's really loved him and will forever miss him. Still can't believe he's gone. Go easy, Chibaba." Then the last one, which I'm going to read, is, "I know the feeling Bantilisa has. I have walked away from someone I loved so much, but situations forced me to. Only people who once experienced it will understand, and the love she had for Soldier Love. Thank you, Bantilisa, and may Soldier Love continue to rest in peace." Okay, so these are some of the comments which came down after Bantilisa released a song and a video which is called Ngwendeza, which is a tribute to Soldier Love. So these are the things which I saw which went viral on social media. Please do not forget to subscribe on all my podcast channels, and also thank you very much for listening in. If you have any comments, any contributions you want to make towards this podcast, my DMs are open. You can DM me on Facebook, on Twitter as well, and as Instagram, so that I can keep on improving as time goes on. Thank you very much for supporting, and please do have a lovely time.